1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's not clear if documents that purport to reveal American military secrets are real. They've been leaked online. The Pentagon is trying to determine if they're authentic and what damage the leak could do if they are. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland tells us the documents say a lot.
If this is in fact true, it would suggest the United States has penetrated about every part of the Russian intelligence services as well as its military services. That could allow the Russians to identify where those leaks were coming from and shut them down, which would be a serious loss of intelligence.
What's next now that a federal judge has suspended the approval of an abortion pill? CBS's Skylar Henry reports from the White House.
The Biden administration is fighting back. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra is demanding the courts overturn a Texas judge's ruling that would block access to the abortion pill mifepristone, the medication used by women in more than half of all abortions across the country.
We intend to do everything to make sure it's available to them, not just in a week, but moving forward, period.
Becerra didn't rule out defying the order by the Trump-appointed judge.
Everything is on the table.
John Rahm wears the green sports coat after a Sunday that included 30 holes of play at Augusta National.
Rahm wins the Masters Marathon.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. The Boston Bruins have broken the NHL record for most wins in a season. They beat the Philadelphia Flyers 5-3 on Sunday. The Bruins now have 63 wins. Communities in western Wisconsin are in mourning after two police officers were shot and killed Saturday, along with the person they had stopped. WCCO-TV's Adam Duxter.
Just down the road from this Cameron congregation Saturday, one person killed two police officers in a shootout. One from Chautauqua and one from Cameron. Not long after, that person died too. One of those officers has ties to this church.
A tragedy like this is something you don't see coming, and it's so awful, it's so terrible, that there aren't words to describe it.
The two black Democratic state representatives expelled from the Tennessee House of Representatives for their gun control protest on the chamber's floor aren't going quietly. On NBC, Justin Jones said their expulsion is part of a larger problem in the state.
What we saw was a system of political hubris. This was not just an attack on us, but it was an attempt to silence our districts, predominantly black and brown districts who no longer have representation. 78,000 people in each of our districts do not have a voice, do not have someone to deal with their constituent relations.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property.
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? And three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I play football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT. Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Seth Habhiger. Here's what you need to know. The following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, April 10th. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m., The Wood County State Wildlife Advisory Committee will meet at 5:30 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Commission will meet at 4 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids School District will hold their regular Board of Education meeting at 6 p.m. The Village of Buren will hold their regular board meeting at 6:30. The City of Nakusa will have their Public Works meeting at 5 and their Property, Recreation, and Human Affairs meeting at 6:15. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 3 and the County Board and Committee of the Whole at 5. The Stevens Point Board of Water and Sewage Commissioners will meet at noon, the Airport Commission at 12:30, and the Board of Public Works meeting starts at 6 p.m. I'm Seth Habiger for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance for isolated rain showers. Lows level off around 48, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 69, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 45. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Seth Habhager. Here's what you need to know.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated showers overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 48, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated rain showers tomorrow, highs level off around 69, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.